The Senate Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs will come to order. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for being with us. Sorry for the confusion. We were going to start in the afternoon, but we're starting earlier. So thank you for being with us. And I would like to tell everyone in the public and those in attendance, we're welcome. You're welcome to be here, and we acknowledge the fact that you have a voice, and we'd like to hear it. So individuals wishing to provide public comment today, participate number is, if you can write this down, 877-226-8163. And the access code that you'll need is 7362-834. Let me say that again, 7362-834. We are holding our committee hearing meeting here in the old building in Sacramento, and I ask that all members of the committee to be present in room 1200 so we can establish a quorum and begin our meeting. We have five bills on the agenda today. So before we begin our participation on the bills and voting, let's establish a quorum. Madam Secretary, can you please call the roll?
Archuleta?
Here.
Grove?
Here.
Alvarado Gill?
Here.
Menjivar?
Here.
Umberg, we've got a quorum.
Okay, we have a quorum, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Senator, for making it on time. The Secretary notes a quorum, and it's been established. There are four bills on consent calendar. Secretary, please call the roll for the consent calendar.
Roll for the consent calendar. Archuleta?
Here.
Aye. Archuleta, aye.
I'm sorry.
Grove?
Aye.
Grove, aye. Alvarado Gill?
Aye.
Alvarado Gill, aye. Menjivar?
Aye.
Menjivar, aye. Umberg?
Thank you. And the bill passes with 4-1?
4-0.
4-0. Okay, 4-0. And now we've got our very first bill, and we've got Senator Sciardo. You may present your bill, Senate Bill 73, and welcome.
Well, thank you, Honorable Chair and members. I am here to present SB 73. And this is our opportunity to help our veterans. I hail from a district that has a lot of veterans. We have Camp Pendleton, Coronado, among other bases that are located in and around our area, and we have the most affordable housing. So we do have a lot of veterans that live in our region. And one of the struggles that they have when they return from their active duty is transitioning back into civilian life. And part of that transition needs to include gainful employment. We have a lot of people in our region that are employers that are willing and ready and willing to hire veterans to help them with their transition, but also because they understand they are getting some quality people that are anxious to work. The other benefit to this is that they also instead of becoming part of the homeless population and also as they deal with some of the trauma, the psychological trauma that they have, this helps them return to kind of a normal life while they're doing that. And so SB 73 simply adds California to 38 other states that have clarified that businesses are allowed to follow the state and federal government's example in creating hiring policies that give preferences to veterans. So this is what this is about, enabling employers to have policies for veteran preferences. And I humbly ask for your aye vote to help our struggling population of veterans that are coming home and need our help.
Thank you, Senator. We will move to on to our lead witness in support, if we have one.
My lead witness was worn out at the last hearing. She spent all day here. And so with the short notice also this morning that we changed the hearing date, their lead witness is at home and not testifying.
Well, then let's go ahead and hear from anyone else in the room that is in support of the bill. Let's go ahead and open up the phones that we can hear from anyone that is on the line. So, moderator, If you will prompt any individuals waiting to testify in support or opposition to Senate Bill 73, we will begin with the call-in.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to speak in support or opposition of SB 73, please press 1, then 0 at this time. And, Mr. Chair, we have no one queuing up at this time to speak.
Would you ask one more time?
If anyone wishes to speak, please press 1, then 0 at this time. And, Mr. Chair, we have no one wishing to queue up at this time.
Thank you, moderator. Now I'll turn it to the committee for questions or comments.
I'll move the bill at the appropriate time, Mr. Chair. Thank you. And I want to thank the author for bringing this bill forward. I think it's important that all of us sitting on this committee being veterans, almost all of us sitting on this committee being veterans, and especially serving overseas. I served in Germany, and coming back, it is difficult. And I can't imagine coming back from Iraq or a conflict or war situation. And I think that a lot of the veterans that we have that come back have transitional skills. And I love the idea of a veteran's presence for a preference for employment opportunities to keep our men and women who swore to defend this country against all enemies, foreign and domestic, working and in a position to provide for their families. And I thank you for bringing the bill forward.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay. Senator, I'd like to thank you for bringing this forward. I'm so honored to share the positives that you bring forward and the positives in the bill. I think that all of us here, as who love our God and country, believe that we should honor our veterans. This is a great move forward, and I will certainly support the bill. So I have a motion from Senator Grove. And Madam Secretary, if you'll read the roll.
Senate Bill 73 do pass, but first we refer to Committee on Appropriations. Archuleta?
Aye.
Archuleta, aye. Grove?
Aye.
Grove, aye. Alvarado Gill?
Aye.
Alvarado Gill, aye. Menjivar?
Aye.
Menjivar, aye. Umberg?
Sir, that bill does pass out. 4-0.
4-0, sir.
We have 4-0. The bill is out.
Thank you.
And with that, I know we have other committee meetings, and I'd like to thank the committee for coming in. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for participating today. And the Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs is hereby adjourned.